Hello, everyone. It is I, the Reverend Godfather, main host and frontman for the Long Coat Mafia podcast, and welcome to another brand new episode of the Long Coat Mafia podcast. And we're going to do something a little bit different in reference to a kind of a creepypasta episode. It's kind of something we did a couple of months ago with calling Booth World Industries. This time around, we're going to see if we could call God himself, or at least the Son of God himself, Jesus. Apparently that there is two numbers you can call. One is all sevens, and the other one is all eights. But apparently, when you call the one that is all sevens, I believe it is, but if you drop the area code, you get a guy in, I think, Tennessee, who is a lawyer. But as much as I don't mind calling a lawyer in Tennessee, I don't want to do that just in case that actually does happen. It is about almost 11 o'clock at night, and if it does, dropping an area code and just calling straight sevens or straight eights gets me somebody, waking somebody up that has work tomorrow morning. I don't want to do that. That's kind of that's bad form. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pull up my phone. I'm going to dial a number, and you're going to hear me at first. We're going to do each number twice. One is with the one, then the area code, and the with the area code, in essence, one with the one, and one without the one. See if we get the same results. So, if we do get Jesus, a.k.a. the Son of God, we'll ask him a few questions and do a live interview here on the show, see what we get. And let's try all sevens. So, here is, I don't know if you can hear the buttons, me hitting the screen here and hearing the clicks. My phone is all the way up. One. Switching to speaker.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
El número o código que usted ha marcado es incorrecto. Por favor, verifique el número o código y intente de nuevo.
Message 7. Switch 1. 7.
Okay, that's that. Well, let's try that again without the 1. Let's see. Okay, apparently all sevens don't work. Apparently Jesus is not answering to all sevens. Let's try all eights. Let's see, 1, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8, 8. Speaker.
Our 888 number. If you're interested in leasing 888-888-8888 for your exclusive market, please email me at 888-BEST-NUMBER@gmail.com. Serious inquiries only. 888-BEST-NUMBER.
Okay. That's with the 1. Let's try it without the 1. Let's see what we get. 888-8888. And speaker. Apparently it's, there we go.
Our 888 number. If you're interested in leasing 888-888-8888 for your exclusive market,
apparently the 888 is just available. So if anybody wants to have a little fun, I guess you're able to lease the 888 number for a small fee and probably pretend you're God. I also, the reason why I do this is because I've been hearing it going around. It's something different instead of reading creepypasta. And it's more fun. It lets me be myself, and you guys don't have to hear me rant and rave. It's a fun little experiment. Apparently, maybe a couple months from now, maybe in October, we'll try calling the devil. Apparently, he's got a number, too, that we could call. Let's see. I may or may not. If you guys wanted me to call the devil as a type of a creepypasta, fun little experiment type of thing, shoot us a message to our email box, which is longcoatmafia@gmail.com, and I'll prepare the safe house to make sure if we do contact some sort of demon or evil entity, he doesn't stay long. I probably will get a blessed rosary to put around me so nothing happens to me. But this was just a fun little experiment. It's a change of pace. It's something different. Like I said, you don't hear me ranting and raving about whatever topic. We will be recording next week. We will have a hostful. But that all aside, I do have an announcement coming from Matt, because the panels were just announced for the 4-State Retro Pop Culture Con that's going to be happening, or the reboot, in essence, the 4-State Comic Con, the reboot that's happening September 9th and 10th in Hagerstown, at Hagerstown Hall in Maryland. I do suggest you guys show up for that. It is, I think, about $10-$15 a ticket, $15 for the weekend, which is not a bad price. We're going to be vending there. And as I said, the panels for Saturday and Sunday have been dropped and are listed. Let me tell them to you guys that are listening. On Saturday, September 9th, at 1 p.m. is the positivity panel, Matt puts cause into it. I can't say the word. I'll say it like this. The Positivity Cosplay Panel, hosted by Callie Co, Lady J, and Sharon Rose. Those are the top, I won't say professional cosplayers that are going to be at the show, but they do really good cosplay. So, come down, meet them, and attend that panel if you so choose and you're interested in cosplay. It should be an interesting panel to hear about. At 2 p.m. is the Making Comics 101 panel, and the description by Matt is some helpful insights for the up-and-coming comic book artists as told by Marvel alumni Mark McKenna and Ron Wilson. And that panel is going to be hosted by Victims and Villains podcast host Josh Berkeley. Now, I'll say this. Mark McKenna and Ron Wilson are awesome artists from Marvel. And Josh Berkeley from the Victims and Villains podcast is a great guy. He was on the show a couple of months ago. So that should be a very interesting podcast. If he does record it, it'll probably be an interesting podcast to listen to, too. So if he does put it out, we'll keep in touch with Josh and we'll share the link if he does post it up. At 3 p.m. that Saturday is the Red versus Rita panel, because Carla Perez is going to be there, and Steve, I forgot his last name, I don't have the graphic up to see what his name is. Pretty much Matt's going to have the Red Power Ranger. Oh yeah, here it is in the description. The description is a very special Power Rangers panel with Carla Perez and Steve Cardenas. I'm probably mispronouncing his last name, and it's going to be hosted by me, the Reverend Godfather, and we will be recording that panel. It should be a very interesting panel, so I'll We'll cover a whole mess of stuff. And at 4 p.m. is the comic trivia panel. So get Matt says get your teams together. It's going to be hosted. It says and play for prizes as Lady J Cosplay hosts the trivia and comic and nerd culture stuff. I guess I'm reading what Matt wrote. So it says get your teams together and play for prizes as Lady J Cosplay hosts trivia, comic, and nerd culture style. So there's that. And Friday, Saturday, the 5 p.m. at 5 p.m. is the cosplay contest. And it says after that is the post cosplay contest, the art of movie special effects hosted by Kent Wagner and Donnie Drum. So that should be an interesting panel. I think there's going to be a little bit of a demonstration reference to putting on special effects makeup. So either way, you should come down and check that out. On Sunday is 1 p.m. Sunday at 1 p.m. the cosplay is going to be another cosplay panel. It's going to be kind of to be announced with Matt Downs and more. Basically, where Saturday's, if I get the information out of this correctly, the positivity panel is going to be about, being happy who you are in reference to cosplay and not really worry about your body type and so forth and so on. This is going to be actually about cosplay. 2 p.m. that Sunday is the Walking Dead Talk Dead panel with Captain Kyle Williamson as he hosts the Talk Past, Present, and Future with Ann Mahoney, Peter Zimmerman, and Kent Wagner. So that's if you're a big Walking Dead fan, you might want to check that out if you're attending the convention, especially on Sunday. At 3 p.m. that Sunday is the No Holds Barred panel, a wrestling panel with three all-time greats, which is going to be the tag team Demolition and Nikolai Volkoff. These guys are classic WWE wrestlers way back in when it was the WWF. So we're talking early to late 80s. So these guys were great wrestlers back in the day. And it's going to be hosted by Comics World podcast host and wrestling guru Brandon Myers. I haven't met Brandon, so I'll probably be meeting Brandon at the show. Maybe we'll have a crossover event with him at some point. As for Captain Kyle Williamson, he's a YouTuber. Go check him out. Do a search for him. I've met him before. He's a real nice guy. And he's interviewed a lot of people. And I think he's talked about cosplay as well. So check him out. That's about it for right now. We have a lot of stuff coming up. Expect a lot in September. A lot of the convention coverage. And not to mention, we will have, hopefully, in the end of September, we'll be doing the art festival or movie festival with Don Ramirez. Stay tuned. We're still working out the details and hammering out those details. So there's going to be a lot of interesting stuff coming out in September. So you guys take care as always. If you want to listen to all, especially the Booth World episode, just go to our website, which is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com, and just search through our archives, see how that calling Booth World Industry went. And let's see. As always, you can listen to us through iTunes/Apple Podcasts, depending if you're using a computer or a Apple mobile device. Or if you're using a Android-based device, you just go to the app, Google Play Music app, and listen through to us that way. So basically, if you have a smartphone, you can, no matter what brand of smartphone, whether an Apple or an Android, you could always listen to us. You don't really need a computer to listen to us. But they're always limited to about 20. And if you subscribe to us through either Google Play Music or Apple, you get it, all our episodes, the maybe within about a half hour after we drop our latest episode. So there's that benefit. But if you go to our website, you always get the episodes as soon as we drop them. And what else? Our email is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. We do answer email. We will read your email on air. And we did get an email, not so much an email, a comment, one of our episodes in reference to our creepypasta episodes. We'll discuss that when we record our next hostful. So there's that. Our Twitter handle is Longcoat Mafia, and our Instagram handle is also Longcoat Mafia, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/TheLongcoatMafiaPodcast. So you can always stalk us there, Twitter, Instagram. We don't do Snapchat yet, and our YouTube channel is coming along. We don't have enough subscribers to have it as like YouTube/Longcoat Mafia, but you can just search Longcoat Mafia Podcast and it'll come up. So there's that. If you want to subscribe to us there and listen to the show there and see unboxings and tastings and so forth and so on, you could always go there and see all that, as well as our Facebook page too. Because I tried to balance them both out. That's about it. You guys and gals, take care, or whatever the case may be. Take care, and we'll see you guys and gals again sometime soon.
See you next time on the Longcoat Mafia.